Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Tuesday. Hi, guys.
Hey.
How's everyone doing? Are we all chipper and happy?
You bet.
We got three more days to fry. Yeah.
How about you? You're chipper and happy?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. It's does anyone have anything major that they want to get off their chest? Because the only thing I have in my mind is Schmidt's Creek, which I wish I was brave enough to say the actual name of the title. Because
apparently you can.
Yeah, you don't.
I know, but I just you know, there's some kind of blockage in me. I've got like a complex.
Not worth it.
Justifiable.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, you know, it's not the secret show or anything.
Yeah, tell us everything you want to tell us about Schmidt's Creek. Go ahead.
You know, I will. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for the intro. I am so glad that I have watched this show. I started it over. I'm going to watch it. Now we're watching
again.
It as a family. That's great. I binged through it. Like,
you finished it.
I did. I finished it yesterday. Okay. So... Was I telling you guys yesterday I've sat down and started crocheting again recently, just, you know.
No, I hadn't heard that.
Well, I want to, you know, I feel like even though it's really late, I want to make both of your daughters, your newer daughters.
Yeah, you mentioned
Yeah,
that.
I did. I talked to you. Remember we talked about it?
I heard that part. I didn't know that you'd gotten to work on them, though.
Well, I did. I ordered some yarns, and I'm getting to work,
exciting.
And I just wanted to, you know, because I really enjoy that, but you have to make time for it because it takes time. So I had meant to watch Schmidt's Creek, and I started it whenever it was, last week. And I'm watching it, and I'm just... And at first I'm like, oh, isn't this a funny, cute, quirky little show? And by the end, I'm telling you, I sob. I mean, it's just... the show is... It is so great. Like, it's so much more than a 21-minute per episode little show. Like, I feel like it's a must watch for everyone. It's like what life could be, like how we could grow as people, what is important. Like, it's so freaking good on so many levels. Like, I know I'm late to the party. Everyone who's out there going, yeah, Schmidt's Creek, yes. I'm actually so glad, so grateful that they won all those Emmy awards, because I may have never sat down and pressed play on it. And frankly, I was four episodes in, or five even, maybe, of the first season before I realized how I was never going to put this down. And I was going, and it just gets better and better and better. I mean, I'm just trying to give it a ringing endorsement because I feel like it's something that everybody should watch, especially this year. This year's awful. And to watch something like that where there's some insanely positive messages... Not dressed up as messages. Like, it's just, this is how life could be. This is what...
If you're
this
a
is...
failed actress married to a guy who owns
so
a motel.
So far beyond that, Vinny. So insanely far beyond that, you know? Yes.
I'm happy for you. That sounds great. I mean, I do think it is, for the most part, just a 21-minute sitcom, which is a throwback to the olden days. But I'm glad you're digging, like, deeper from it and... It is a good show. I don't hate it, for sure.
Sarah, you should watch Best Wishes, Warmest Regards on Netflix. I don't want to say that word, sorry. it's a farewell, basically, from the entire
cast.
Is
it 45 minutes long? And I think I may have watched that yesterday.
Yeah.
And also, and bawled during this. Okay. Best wishes, kindest regards. Yeah. Which, by the way, is the new way to greet people. Yeah, Nikki, so yeah. good, right? I mean, yeah. just the whole thing. And that was like the perfect sort of icing on the Schmitz Creek cake, because mm-hmm. you love the show. And then you realize as you watch this.
They're crying too in their
documentary
and everything.
They're a family. It's yeah. so beautiful. It is so. And they talk about how the whole thing happened and mm. how much went into it. Oh, my God. What a show.
You know, I dropped off at season 4 because I was watching it when it came out.
Oh, you were watching him like real time.
Yeah, so I just got tired of waiting. So I will get back on that.
I watched the final season in real time. So now that everybody's now watching the final season because it's on Netflix, people are texting me saying they cried and everything. And I didn't cry, but I did feel like emotional.
Yeah, I think I'm just in
you
a. This year
emotion.
Has really.
I felt some type of emotion, but this, didn't cry.
Aren't we all sort of raw from this year? Like, I'm telling sure. you, it doesn't take much to make me cry. Like, I'm a crier anyway. I let the crying come because I've found over my I'm very long life that it's just better. Just let it out, right? And man, have I had some solid cries in the last week. It is so. It's great. Just a masterpiece of a little show. It's very unassuming. It's not trying to be this big message-giving thing, and yet it manages that. What a show.
What came on my Facebook was the little clip from when David got a massage and got...
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And he thought his soon-to-be husband paid for the happy
had
ending.
Don't spoil anything. Don't
no,
spoil
no.
anything.
Well, it's not yeah. a big thing. But
I knew it was going to happen as soon as I saw the... As soon as I saw the guy, I was like, oh, I bet you this goes
yeah,
to that
it was,
one place.
It's just... When that came up again, I just was cracking up.
It's just so good.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny and touching and just... And real. And it has... Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That show has so much heart. Wow. What a show. All right, so there you go, the ringing endorsement from Sarah of the
nice
Sarah and Vinny Morning Show.
You know,
thank you.
That was pretty funny, though, that she's talking about a happy ending, and then you're like, and there's so much heart, and so much... I'm
there
like,
is. There just is. And even yeah. that, because he comes home and he's like, thanks. And the husband's like, what?
Oh, man.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, whatever. You know, listen. It can. I'm gonna go back and watch the whole thing again. Like, it's not. There's no. That can never. It's that to me is that is the Ready Player One of television shows. Like, I've read Ready Player One about 10 times because I just get it. It's just so comfortable. I get into that book and I'm like, F it. I'm gonna read, even though I know every twist and turn. There are no surprises for me in that. That. I assume I'm going to watch Schmitz Creek 15 times in my life. Oh, my God. So good. Just great. I was thinking, too, like, they only did 6 seasons, and it only really turned into the juggernaut that it is in the last year or so, they're saying. They said, you know, the first couple, it was crickets the first couple seasons. Mm-hmm. And so it's really just snowballed since then. And I hope that encourages them to do a catch up, a reunion, even if they're just specials. Like, I mean, people will want that.
It'll be interesting to see, because I think the first thing that sort of turned me off to it, and I this is before I watched it, is that it's Eugene Levy, who everyone knows from, I don't know, what is that, American Pie and
yeah.
others,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
But when you hear that it's also him with his family, like his real family, that's mm-hmm. his kid, and I think it's his daughter too,
yes.
right?
His daughter's a waitress.
Plays Twyla.
Yeah. yeah, so you go, oh, okay, so this is this guy using his power to get his...
Right.
But they're great. And actually, the boy, I think he's they're both good, but the boy is actually... This is what I think on what you just said. If he can get other gigs... They won't be doing another season.
Right. He's gonna get other gigs.
Oh my God, they all
think
are.
So you would
the daughter,
expect so.
Alexis. Oh my God, like that girl. That she is straight to the top, to the moon, Alice.
So we'll see if they get gigs. I think that you may not, but if they can't get yeah. gigs, then it appears. And this, I just read, well, actually, I shouldn't say that because maybe you've got it in the music news. But there
oh, go
are,
ahead, go ahead. Well, I mean, I have just, so much news today. Go ahead. And
one of the things that I think it was Valerie Bertinelli said is Eddie Van Halen would never have come back if not for his son.
Right.
And had Michael Anthony
yeah.
had he been in the band, there wouldn't have been a final tour. Like, Eddie did that for his boy to be with his boy. Mm. And that's the only reason that band right. continued was because of that. And so you sort of read that and go, yeah, parents will do any damn thing for their kids. That's
right.
That's
well, even... listen, if you're Eugene Levy, you're pretty. This is Daniel Levy is the
producer,
is the mastermind of this thing.
The writer, everything.
Right. Yeah. He wrote the whole thing. And listen, I'm sure Eugene Levy had his share to say, but this is the kids' project. And he's lucky enough to be the son of someone who has some real pull in
right.
Hollywood. And
that's what I'm saying.
And I think that because of their sort of family unit that's at the center of this thing and the family atmosphere that appears to have been created. I mean, I'm telling you, the best wishes, warmest regards, whatever that thing was. If that's not totally faked, that is the most beautiful production of all time. Like, it's so, what a loving place to be. Like, I wish I was on that show. Because I just want to be with those people. They seem so wonderful.
That's a burn on us.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I'm not that into you guys anymore. I'm into Schmidt's Creek.
Well, don't forget that they're actors and actresses, and that's often
right. I
you know,
wondered that as I'm watching the kind of wrap-up thing. I'm like, are they pretending to be this into the show? Because this is convincing.
I don't think so, because if you watch their Emmy party that they had, because, you know, they're all in quarantine together, like, David went... I forgot her name, but the girl who plays Alexis, when she won, he was such a hype man. Like, he was just so amazed and just cheering her on. And they just kept doing that for everybody that was winning. So I'm like, I think it's real.
I'm with you. I think it's real too. And I think anything that real,
yeah,
people will make time to do, well, I hope that they will make time to do more in the future and, you know, give us dribs and drabs of what the, you know, what the Rose kids are up to in mm-hmm. the future. I just think that would be so fun. Like, they're all off on their own trajectories, and it's amazing. All right. Okay. I was going to wrap that up 10 minutes ago, and yet we're still talking about it.
Well,
just what a show.
Frankly, it's better by far than Big Brother. So,
oh,
I mean,
you
if
are
we're
not
talk about
kidding.
Shows,
oh, my God. Even Maria from Napa has given up on Big Brother. What
nice,
a travesty
Maria.
Last
Good
night's
job,
show was.
Maria.
I was so pissed off at what a POS that show was last night. Man, way to ruin a show.
I watched football and then turned over just because I was still sitting there. And we'd just gotten home, actually. We were scattered in different places until 5, 6 p.m. last night when we got your electricity's on and you can go home. Thanks. So we ran for it. But the turnover happened, and it seemed almost like a retrospective last night, too. Like, I was listening to
it. It was a retrospective. I was so annoyed by it. I'm like, oh, really? So now I get to watch every single damn thing each of these people did during the game?
See, I didn't see that. I only caught Nicole. So I tuned in when Nicole was doing her argument for
third.
Why she's so good.
Right.
And I just sat there going, wow, I really don't know if I can listen to her be braggy. Like,
yeah,
about,
I'm amazing at it, and I'm visualizing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really going, I this is terrible. And then, but you know what? Then they did the little PO, was that? No, it wasn't POV. What was that?
It's the final head of household. It's a three-part challenge, so then they get up on the thing and get spun around. And
she showed well, so you got to give it to her.
You do, and it's, you know, I'm not going to say I'm not going to watch the show. I may not watch it because it's from 9 to 11 on Wednesday. So I think if you guys cannot spoil it for me on Thursday, I'll just wait and watch it because I don't want to give them those hours after this crap season that they've given us. Oh, my God. There's just that show.
Mm. I don't know. On the other hand, maybe it's been really hard for them to get any of this put together. Look, it's hard. Everything's hard. Everything's harder than it should be right now. So maybe they're just getting through it. Maybe they're ready to punt this season, too.
It would appear that they are, because they don't seem to be putting any effort into it whatsoever. The fact that this was... I just sat through, and I didn't sit through it. I just skimmed through it. The Friday night retrospective, where I'm just like, oh, it's like watching the intro to the show for the whole hour. Because they go back so far. Yeah. Previously on Big Brother.
Then I caught the Zoom meeting from the bitter contestants who didn't even make the jury.
Right. I'm like, oh, they are desperate. They're absolutely desperate. Can we not just go to the jury house and see what's happening with people who actually had an impact on the game?
I can't even watch the jury house stuff, but whatever. So I do Schmidt's Creek, better by far.
Better by far.
Absolutely.
No question about it.
Watch that instead, everybody.
That is our recommendation. My mom is saying, but at least Big Brother did give us a show. And that is, you know, I'm glad
that's what
it
I was
happened.
Getting at. Right. I think it was probably hard for them, just like everything else is hard. Give them the you know, I feel like this show isn't what we'd normally do in normal times either, but we're here and we're trying and you go for it and, you know, whatever.
And we're making it as good as we can.
Right.
You know,
exactly
we're doing everything we can. Yeah, it's a Maria pointed out that they did a casting call in the middle of it, so it sounds like they're maybe aiming toward another season, which
they need to. Absolutely.
Yeah. As we just totally trashed the show, I'm like, but I will watch it if they give us more.
Well, they need to do a better job, but
they
but
do.
For sure that's something that they can do that's new and original programming. That's what I mean by need to. Like, why wouldn't you if you can get healthy people into a building and lock them down?
Yep.
Then you got a show.
I agree. And I mean, I think we have not begun to feel the effects of the lack of television and movie and whatever show production the last 8 months. They've been using up all the stuff they already had ready to go. We've been coasting. And, you know, this particular deficit is about to show itself. There's not going to be a whole lot of, like you said, brand new content. Things are getting back, but there's an arc between when they shoot it and when it's actually ready to air. So I'm with you. I would totally take another season of Big Brother.
Yeah, my baby bro that works down south in
movie
business.
Oh, yeah, what's going on with him?
The work is drying up for sure. A bunch of people who've even been staying busy through now, they're like, productions don't have start dates. There's just not a lot of work, not a lot of movies being made. It's not worth the trouble. And this goes back to if you've worked on a script and you've got a movie you want to make and this has been your dream, do you really want to try and make it under the circumstances where everyone's, you know, already maxed out?
And where no one can go see your movie. I mean,
right.
That's the thing. Like, you know, these big movies... Tenet is like the big sort of story in this that they actually released it and the thing's made like, I don't even know. Has it crossed $50 million in box offices? This is a movie they expected to be huge. I mean, the people who have had success streaming, and it actually just bodes so badly for movie theaters because I will just sit home and pay extra to stream something if it's a big release.
Oh,
you know?
Me too.
Yeah, I'm like, I hope that comes out of this,
Listen,
but I don't want a million people to lose their jobs either.
One of the things out of this that I've noticed, and I don't know if you noticed, you probably weren't watching sports on Sunday, but I was watching, it was on CBS, and I don't know, they kept moving the camera off of and going to, you know, stats or video or whatever, but you could hear coughing in the background, and I'm like... How are they not running that guy off the set, whoever that is? You know, I understand.
Coughing is not allowed these days.
Right. I understand a lot of these dudes, these football guys, coaches and players who come out of football life and go into broadcasting life. Everything seems simple by comparison. You know, they're like, oh, I'll broadcast all day. Like it doesn't. Because they get to go home at the end and there's no, you know, they're not bruised and battered or injured or worse. So I can see them thinking they need to tough it through a cold or COVID and get in there and broadcast. But hearing the coughing, I was like, I don't know how they haven't thrown him out of that. Whoever that is, throw him out, make him go home.
Have we ever been more like attuned to people coughing? Like
just yesterday, I did the grocery shopping on my way back to our house at 5 p.m. We were gonna We think all our groceries are ruined because the electricity's been off. So I'm going to pick up some things on the way home. I'm near the butcher at Whole Foods, and a dude starts coughing. And couple people step away from him, and I completely turn my cart and go get other stuff on my list. I'm like, out of here.
Run.
I don't know what you're supposed to say to the guy. Like, dude, get out of here. I mean, that's how these fights start. So,
right, I know.
I just split. I just went, I know what the guy looks like. I'm staying away from him. But he was having a coughing fit. He had a mask on, but still.
Still. It doesn't matter. Like,
come back later. Bye.
And I feel like, you know, people do have to eat, but there is, I'm sorry, we've all got a smartphone, use delivery, you know?
Right.
I don't know. We're not please don't cough. It's awful. Don't cough in public. Even sneezing. I don't even care about sneezing. I'm like, coughing is the thing.
Yeah, well, it's just, it is what it is.
I mean,
I'm sure the guy, you know.
I'm sure.
Well, or whatever. Sick, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Sick. Exactly.
Hey, I looked up Tenet, and globally, it's $323 million.
Oh, that is actually quite impressive.
But 85% of it was overseas.
Oh, mm-hmm. So what are we looking at here? $45 million or something?
Oh, math right now? Come on. 15% of
well, that's around 45 million.
Okay. Damn, that was fast there. Huh?
Oh, geez.
Are you positive? Yeah, that's right. That's about right. Yeah.
Well, 15% of 100 is
15. Yeah, okay. You times it by 3. You times 15 by 3 is 45.
That was easy math. Super easy. Thank you. Thank you so much. I am clearly on my A game. Let's do this thing. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.